This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 28, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, Essex District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett calls his new role in a national organization a platform to train young prosecutors all over the country and bring attention to issues such as human trafficking and drug abuse. Blodgett, a Peabody native, was just elected president-elect of the National District Attorneys Association. The group, which bills itself as a voice for American prosecutors, was formed in 1950 by local prosecutors to advance their causes and issues at the national level. It now has 5,000 members, 2,600 of which are elected DAs like Blodgett. In addition to providing resources and best practices to public prosecutors, the association also regularly lobbies the Justice Department, members of Congress, and other national groups engaged in crafting federal policies and programs that affect law enforcement and county prosecutors. More on this story, written by John Castelluccio, in today's Salem News. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, last July, Salem police responded to 54 calls of service tied to the homeless in Salem. This month, they've gone out on 170 calls, a massive increase of 215%, and the month isn't over yet. City leaders are asked how to respond to spike in calls, about 100 people, half of them standing due to lack of chairs, packed the second floor of St. Joseph's Hall Thursday night to hear a hopeful answer. City officials have unveiled the Collaborative for Hope that will pool the resources of several organizations in the city to help transform the homeless and transient populations. The meeting opened with a brief run-through of Salem's homeless population. The numbers that came out were staggering. Last year, there were 1,000 calls for service connected to 13 specific people, continually creating problems. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Gloucester Times and the Salem News, the new MBTA drawbridge swing span was lowered into place Thursday afternoon, a milestone in a project long in the making. Several onlookers watched from the Beverly side along the harbor as crews worked. Putting the swing span in is key for the project. The swing span is part that opens and closes to allow boat traffic to pass through. The process appeared slow and was done very carefully. Multiple crews wearing bright yellow vests and hard hats worked alongside the swing span, while a cherry picker with a couple of more workers hovered above. The Newburyport-Rockport line is shut down north of Salem on weekdays while the bridge work continues. It's planned to reopen on August 11. It has cost the MBTA $16.2 million to replace the more than century-old swing span. And Jean D. Placido writes in today's Gloucester Times, as they've done for the entirety of their summer postseason run, the Gloucester Little League All-Star team launched a few home runs Thursday night, but it was a booming double that not only saved them, but also helped spark them to a dramatic victory in their state Little League Final Four opening contest. A two-out double by number nine hitter Tommy Elliott in the top of the sixth inning tied the game for the locals, who then scored five times in the top of the seventh to defeat Melrose 10-5 at Benevento Memorial Field. Benevento Memorial Field, that is, in North Reading. Coach Jared Harwood is quoted as saying, it's so important to get that first win. Down to their final out, trailing by a run, Gloucester's Ryan Francis reached on an error against Melrose reliever Christopher Marconi. Jared Healy, having entered the game and standing on first base, he scored on Elliott's booming double to tie the game at five. Jared Lucido, who belted two of his team's three solo home runs Thursday night, came on to pitch the bottom of the sixth inning for Gloucester, striking out the side to send the game to extra innings. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, written by Gene D. Placido. This is MSO News Sports.